Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the concept and practices of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 9, Patience Over Perfection. Well, how did it go? Did you schedule some self-care slots into your calendar? I hope you did. I am actually going for a little quick overnight trip tomorrow. So that is my scheduled self-care of the week. And I'm going to be spending the night in a hotel with a couple of friends and doing face mask and going to the sauna and whatever else, going out to eat, having some wine. So I'm looking forward to that, and it's going to bolster my self-love practice for sure. So it's always nice to give yourself a little bit extra self-love when you can. And it's also nice just to have routine self-love throughout your day. Today is day 9, and we are going to talk about having low expectations of yourself in this process. It may seem like an odd thing for me to recommend for you to have low expectations, but in fact, the way expectations work, is that you can't have expectations unless you have an agreement in place. So you're going to form an agreement with yourself in regards to your self-love practice. And you're going, in this agreement, you're going to keep your expectations low. And instead of having high expectations and shooting for the moon, as some of us might do, we're going to replace those unrealistic expectations with patience and kindness. So the idea for self-love, and really, in my opinion, the idea for any aspect of your life, but especially for self-love, and especially when we're talking about adding it into our lives as a new practice, the ideal is not to be perfect. If you're shooting for perfection, you're definitely going to disappoint yourself. So perfection is the highest expectation there is. I try not to expect perfection out of myself in any regard, although I'm sure there are blind spots. But certainly with self-love and adapting habits that bolster my self-love practice, there's going to be bumps in the road. To quote a friend of mine, I'm a human and I make mistakes sometimes because I've never been a human before. So remember, we're just learning to love ourselves. We're only on day 9. So we're going to make mistakes. There are going to be bumps in the road. And that's okay, because part of love is acceptance, right? And there are going to be times when I forget to love myself. And I get annoyed at something I do or say, or I become frustrated with something I did or said. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to get tired. I'm going to get anxious. And when these things happen, instead of it completely throwing my self-love practice off course, and I need to have a plan in place for when I don't, for when I feel one of these ways rather than feeling loving towards myself, or I act one of these ways rather than loving. and really, what I've been learning since really digging into self-love on this level is that practicing self-love and practicing patience pretty much go hand in hand. It's very difficult to do one without the other. try practicing patience with yourself and not having love be the vehicle. That would be very difficult. And same goes the other way around. If we're practicing love, practicing loving ourselves, then, and we were to try to do that without patience, more often than not, I think we would end up upset and frustrated. So self-love and patience, we're practicing these two things side by side. They're on parallel tracks, and we're going down them, okay? Remember, practice is an ongoing thing. So, and there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be times of stasis. There's going to be exciting times. There's going to be boring times. It's all normal. It's all relevant. When my kids were little, I lost my patience all the time. In fact, I still really don't have a lot of patience. I'm better now at saying to the child, "You're trying my patience. Please stop." But when they were little, especially my first son, who's now 13, when he was a little tyke, I lost my patience all the time, day in, day out. And that's because I hadn't practiced being a patient parent. And I didn't even know that that was an option for me, right? If you ask my kids, they'll tell you stories of times that I've lost my patience, as they rightly should. And one of them may or may not involve an ear and a staircase. Actually, that's their favorite story to tell. So I'm never going to really live this down. But the worst thing about losing my patience with them was that then I would turn around and I would get frustrated with myself, because that's not the kind of mom I wanted to be. I didn't want to be the impatient mom. I didn't want to be the mean mom. And I know in their eyes I really was. So a couple of things were not working in my favor and were leading and were sort of prohibiting me from being more patient. And one was that I had very high expectations of myself. And secondly, I had very high expectations of this institution of motherhood. And that's all I knew. I hadn't actually figured out exactly what I desired in motherhood. I just knew that I wanted it to be perfect. I had chosen it. I wanted to be the perfect mother, and I wanted motherhood to be a perfect experience. I had no idea how to put that into place. And I now know the reason I didn't know how to put it in place is because it's an unrealistic expectation. There's no such thing as perfection, certainly not when humans are involved. Certainly not when little humans are involved and when not fully formed adult humans are involved. So that didn't go so well. At some point, when my second son was around 3, I realized that what I desired out of motherhood was enjoyment. I wanted to experience it and enjoy it. And I needed to figure out a way to enjoy my experience parenting. I needed to come up with a strategy. And that strategy did not involve perfection. Because as much as I thought that's what I wanted, perfection isn't actually something I even enjoy. It always leaves me strangely sort of disappointed. So there was no, you know, there was no perfection involved in the strategy. So I wanted to enjoy motherhood, and I had to figure out what that meant. In my case, enjoyment meant slowing down, paying attention, letting the dishes sit in the sink if I didn't get to them, not caring if my kids wore matching socks or if their pants were on frontwards, because often they were on the wrong way, with a certain someone, a certain younger son. Also, enjoyment, I figured out, meant really trying to take the lead from my kids, letting them lead versus me always being the one, quote, in charge. And just getting to know who they were as humans. We're still on this journey. But everything really, I boiled everything down to presence, being present or being a mindful mom. And once I figured that out, that what I was looking for was, were these things that allowed me to be in the moment and get to know my children, that opened up a world of possibility of the type of parent I could be and whether or not I was doing it successfully. So I did become more patient with myself. I became more patient with them. And I just got a lot clearer on what I was expecting out of motherhood. And I lowered my expectations drastically of myself and of that institution. So based on that experience, I'm really encouraging you to not only be more patient with yourself during this self-love journey, but to get clear on the goal, the goals that you're trying to achieve, and get clear on your strategy and remove perfection from that strategy. Keep patience around, but remove perfection, because we're going to make mistakes. In all areas of our lives, we make mistakes. People go on diets and they end up eating chocolate cake or whatever. People stop drinking for a certain amount of time, and then they decide to have a glass of wine. And all of this is totally okay. It's totally within the scope of what it means to be a human. We're learning together. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to be angry. You're going to be tired, because this isn't perfection 365. It's self-love 365. And self-love does not play well with perfection. All right, so I'm going to give you sort of esoteric, if that's the right word, action item, which is to aim low. Okay, lower those expectations, but show up for yourself. So you can lower your expectations and still be a reliable person. You can trust yourself, show up for yourself. And best of all, with low expectations, you have a better chance of surprising yourself. So aim low, but show up. Thanks for listening to Self-Love 365. This episode was recorded, edited, and produced by me, your host, Lily. Our original music is by Henry Liu, and our custom graphics are by Little Legends Studio. Follow us on Twitter at 365_self, and read our weekly digest at 365daysofselflove.com.